BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We speak to a guy that's really embarrassed that he's in Lethal Bizzle's new video. Mike Deuce, off of Lower Than Atlantis, does a brilliant game of innuendo bingo. And why I'm actually proud that I have a list of favourite newsreaders. Oh, and Greg's on Real or No Real. Scott Mills here. Is anyone doing any work today? Because it feels like Easter's on already.
What do you mean? Who are you accusing? I mean, you've only just walked through the Radio 1 office. That was a rare treat for everyone. So are you suggesting that everyone
there's... Well, it was like an hour ago.
Are you
more than that.
Are you suggesting that everyone there's not working?
I'm not that busy.
Could be working harder.
Talking about the listeners, because it does feel like a Friday. And, I mean, let's be honest, everyone's totally lost interest in work. So if you have, if that's you, if you are just, like, literally waiting for the hours to go by so you can get out of there and enjoy your Easter, can you text me, please, on 81199? Just saying, yes, I've lost interest. I won't say your name, I won't say where you work, but I just want to know that that's the general vibe that people are going for today, and I will, I'll tweak the show accordingly.
So what are you saying? Have you generally lost interest, or...?
I've got the best job in the world. No, I never lose interest.
True that.
It's on in the office, isn't it, so you've got to say that.
Absolutely.
But, no, but I... Do you?
No, I...
What? Hang on, what about that day that you told me about?
There was one day I lost a slight bit of interest.
Yeah. Remember lose interest?
But then I remember there was one day you lost a slight bit of interest.
I don't. That doesn't happen. So, yeah, just text me, 81199. Let me know what's going on at work today and if you're actually doing anything. Charlotte says, "Hi, Mills. My life revolves around Radio 1 when I revise, and I will be having a much-needed revision break at 1:45 during innuendo bingo." That's a good idea, actually. I understand that people that are revising today are mostly working quite hard still because you've got to get it done.
Mm.
So, Charlotte and everyone else, down tools at 1:45 for today's innuendo bingo. Today, Mike off of Lower Than Atlantis is getting very wet. It's got a lot of interest on Twitter, this. A lot of people want to see him soaking.
Well, it's good because it's his first time, so he's obviously bringing all of that band's fans to innuendo bingo today. It's
and
good.
They've got loads of fans. They're a massive band. So Mike off of Lower Than Atlantis is playing at 1:45. Listen to it, but do yourself a favour and watch it as well, because let's face it, you're not doing any work. So just put on the Radio 1 website where you can, on your computer, laptop, mobile phone even, at 1:45, and you will see Mike get absolutely soaked.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I think our boss has got the wrong idea.
Did you get that text as well?
Yeah, she's like, if you lose interest during the show, I will dock your pay. Never. No, I that's not what I mean. I'm just talking about other people who can't really be bothered because it's nearly Easter. And, I mean, there's so many people texting in saying, I've lost interest, I've lost interest. Complete lack of interest in work today, Mills. Not even bothering to hide the fact that I'm playing games on my phone. Just had a week off, I've been back 2 days, but still lost interest. That's from Rob in Salisbury. Oh, hang on, no, I said that I wouldn't say names.
Oh, yeah, oh. No, don't name anyone. And, yeah, because I just saw this really good text about someone that keeps going on toilet breaks, even though they don't need the toilet.
Well, you know,
I could find it.
Is that the person that is drinking loads of tea at work, so then the rest of the day they'll have to just spend in the loo because they've drank so much tea? Just time wasting. And Josh in Birmingham says, can you not mention revision, please, and people working hard, because I am procrastinating like something else at the moment. Yeah, no one's interested today. Apart from us, because we've got innuendo bingo at 1:45 with Mike off of Lower Than Atlantis, and we've got some excellent clips for you today as well.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What a lovely song that is.
It always reminds me of that scene from The Inbetweeners where... Who got dumped? Was it Simon got dumped? Do you remember it? And they're outside the pub and it all gets really melty.
Yeah.
I actually got emotional to that.
To Plain White Tees?
Mm.
A lot of people did at the time. So that is a one-hit wonder. People are trying to tell me that the Plain White Tees had other hits. Maybe in America, not so much here. And that's the kind of stuff we'll be playing on Monday. And we're starting them off as well because it's all one-hit wonders on Monday and we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Elliot from Taunton says, oh, I remember this song. The lead singer had a massive nose. Is that all you remember?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Mike from Low in Atlantis.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for coming in today and doing this.
That's all right.
Are you looking forward to it, Mike?
I'm a little bit apprehensive, but everyone says we'll have a laugh.
It is all right. Like, once you get into it, it's all right. But I think it's it's just the kind of tension in the studio. Obviously, you can see that everything's kind of deck-stood up in here. So it's...
you were tweeting me last night saying that you were going to get me massively wet.
I know, but then I thought about it and I thought, how often do you do this? A couple of times
twice
a week? Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. I've got quite a big mouth, so...
Oh, no, please. please do, because it makes me feel happy when someone absolutely soaks him. Because he's kind of like, he does it all the time.
Not very hygienic, is it, lads?
Well, we don't. Yeah.
Don't really go into that, really. thanks for pointing it out, Mike. I'll tell you who is excited. Your fans. They are going crazy on Twitter right now. I do like having a rock guest on because we don't get many. And it's just nice to have it. It's just nice to break up all the kind of like pop stars and Stacey Solomons. You know?
Yeah. But it's interesting, actually, because Mills gets very carried away. He keeps playing this clip of a guy that follows around Lady Gaga, for example. And this, it was basically Scott Mills in a clip.
What? You mean this person? This guy is like a professional follower arounder of Lady Gaga, and he goes,
Gaga, yes!
Yes, Gaga! Yes, Gaga!
And now I can't stop going, yes, Gaga, yes.
Yes, Gaga.
Yes. Has he not got a job, this bloke?
You see what I mean? No. So, and I don't get the impression that your fans are similar to that.
No, but that's why, like, Mike's bringing something completely different to the table today. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, a completely different set of followers, and that's what we need on this game.
Yeah. Think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it true you're shooting your music video tomorrow?
We are, yeah.
For the track I'm about to play, Words Don't Come So Easily.
That's the one, yeah.
Is it glamorous doing that?
It's long hours. I mean, you start early, and obviously, to fit the rock person stereotype, we
go to bed
out late.
Yeah.
And getting up early is always a struggle. But, I mean, it's fun, you know? It's creating something. We're very creative.
Do you know what you'll be doing yet? Is it like a proper film set?
I assume so. I haven't read the thing properly, but I think it will be good. Our manager is pretty good with making things happen.
Okay. Do you get to put requests in, though? Do you get to say, I mean, surely you get to give ideas about what you would like it to be?
It's more you'd send the song out and then a few different people will pitch ideas. Like, this is what I think of the song. Because you kind of become not numb to the song, but you know what I mean? When you've heard it so many times. You want to hear it from someone else's sort of point of view and someone who knows what they're doing in that
medium. It could be so arty. I mean, this is the thing. You get someone who's very well qualified, you know, who's done this a number of times before for different artists, but you know what? And it could be a proper left field thing. It could, let's say you get Lady Gaga's person involved.
Yeah.
Yes, Low in Atlantis, yes.
What, is there anything you've refused to do, like, in a video?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm the cheese police. I'm constantly refusing to do things.
Really?
So. Are you?
Yeah, like come on air and spit water on people and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Mills did a great
don't know how this got passed, to be honest.
Mills, what was the video where, do you remember that really weird situation? It was for, I think, a Radio 1 campaign, and you ended up, was it with Clean Bandit, a pig?
Playing a piano with a micro pig sat on our lap.
That was the one.
Yeah, that went out on TV.
Yeah.
And I agree to it. I'm not in a position where I can go, actually, I'm not going to wear a straw hat and have Clean Bandit playing badminton next to me while a girl sits on a piano that I'm playing and strokes a micro pig. It's some idea that Radio 1 had to promote summer.
Right.
Because that says summer to you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, right, we're going to get you in position, lads, and you can watch this on your phone in a minute or on your computer or your laptop, wherever you can, get to Radio 1, put it on the screen, because Mike is about to play Innuendo Bingo for the first time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, lads. Yes.
Ready.
Okay. Ready. Play the intro. Turn on the cameras.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
All the fans are on, like Kerry off of Devon. Love Low Atlantis. Saw them at Reading Festival last year. Please do Reading again.
Maybe.
Please do Reading again. Please, Mike. also, Beth says, I am downing tools. from Revision for a round of bingo. Excited to watch it for the first time on my phone. Do that. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see us now. Okay, ready. Let's put the water in our mouths. Remember, the first one is always the coldest.
Cheers,
please,
mate.
Don't swear.
Cheers, mate.
Loads of water. Gulp it. Oh, yes, Mike, I see what you mean. You can hold a lot in there, right? Mm. Mm. First, we're going over to ITV1 for Monday's edition of The Jeremy Kyle Show. And Jeremy seems to have met this guest before, and sounds like they did get on rather well.
Listen to me. You were right last time, and I was hard.
Good start. It's very hard once you have a little one chuckle.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And then it all comes out. Yeah.
You've got massive mouth.
Got massive mouth.
Yeah, it's on the CV.
I mean, sometimes Jeremy is hard with the guests.
And I was hard.
Thank you, Alice, for that one. Now we're going over to BBC Hereford and Worcester on In Your Domingo. And the topic for the phone-in show seems to be, where's your favourite where's your favourite place in the county? I might try that one. Where's your favourite place
sorry,
in the county?
Sorry, mate.
Oh, yes, this is going to be a good one.
I'm not sorry, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the game. Okay, as we join them for their phone-in topic, where's your favourite place in the county, on BBC Hereford and Worcester, the travel presenter gives her answer, but I don't think we needed this much detail.
In my adult life, I think the most interesting thing I've been up is Lord Hereford's Knob.
Sorry about that, Mike. You came off worse there.
Wow.
Well, that's the local landmark, which every person in Hereford and Worcester will know. Lord Hereford's Knob.
The most interesting thing I've been up is Lord Hereford's Knob.
Yep. OK, let's stay in BBC local radio now, because why wouldn't you, and go to BBC Three Counties. And this presenter sometimes likes to give his production team a little treat.
Look at that. Beautiful, beautiful girls. That is a beautiful sight. It's nice to see you with a smile on your face, the meat in your mouth, and a lovely, lovely grin.
Chris, it's taking Mike's breath away. You OK, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, don't walk on us, please. We've never had a walker yet.
We've come close, yeah. But no one's walked yet.
That presenter had brought in some sausages from home.
God, stinging my eyes.
Apparently. Stinging your eyes?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but...
It's nice to see you with a smile on your face, the meat in your mouth.
OK, Matt and Shirley spotted that one. Keep the clips coming to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Our favourite clip from Tuesday now, and we're now going over to the BBC weather forecast. And unfortunately, something seems to be blocking our view of the weather map.
And right on cue, shocker, there will be some April showers, and that's how you're going to set off the new week on Monday, although even my girth can't describe the fact that behind me, that is not a shower, that is more in the way of persistent rain.
Sometimes just gets in the way a little bit of the weather map. You couldn't see any of the UK.
Although even my girth can't describe the fact that behind me, that is not a shower, that is more in the way of persistent rain.
We'll have to take your word for it, won't we?
It's stinging my eyes as well. What have you put in this?
I don't... I think it's... is it just the standard water?
Yeah.
No, it's...
Okay. Thanks for that.
Who was that?
Hello? Oh, hi. Yep, it's the water getter there. Thanks for darling. Now over to Radio 4 Extra. You sure you've not put anything in it to sting their eyes? Hello? Now gone mute.
The water getter's gone quiet.
Over to Radio 4 Extra now, and this presenter is investigating what goes on behind the closed doors of the Magic Circle for a documentary called Passing the Hat. No hands, Mike. Mike's making a right mess of himself. Look, what a mess.
He hasn't even played it.
I know. Sometimes this happens and he just can't. He can't cope. OK, here we go then. Passing the Hat on Radio 4.
And already little groups of people are gathering around the tables, examining each other's equipment and sharing tips on technique.
Yeah. OK, Richard and Cradley could do better. No wonder the Magic Circle's so secretive. Chris, are you OK?
Yeah.
Now we're going to Dragon's Den. That's still on. And we find out the sort of things that Peter Jones demands in returning... Well, just, you know, for investing in a business, this is what he expects.
You're asking me to put £250,000 into a company that has no assets. Why would you not entertain a conversation about me coming into the hole?
Yes, Mike. That really got Chris then. Filling the hole in her company's budget is what we think Peter Jones off of Dragon's Den meant.
And about me coming into the hole.
Thank you, Kai, for spotting that one. You're right there, Mike.
I've soaked myself worse than...
You actually have. Yeah. You've messed yourself more than he's messed you.
I'm a dribbler and a drooler. Epic.
A classic from Radio 4 now. And as Women's Hour goes on air, presenter Jenny Murray seems to be having trouble locating the guests for the show.
And now it's time for Women's Hour with Jenny Murray.
Good morning. Where are all the lesbians?
Oh, that was a great one. That was great. Thank you, Jenny Murray. Another good phone-in topic.
Good morning. Where are all the lesbians?
Now we're going back to Tuesday night on Channel 4 for cooking show Burger Bar to Gourmet Star. Now, I want you to have a listen to this speciality dish that this restaurant is serving up, and let me know if you'd like to try it.
Sauce has gone now.
Soup, yes, chef.
Lemon soup.
Ireland begins with the chicken soup with coxcomb.
Can we have that soup again, please? Just once more.
The chicken soup with coxcomb.
That's my favourite. Sam, Anish and Amelia sent that one in.
Oh, it's chilly, isn't it?
It's
done with a little bit of lukewarming.
I know. We'll have it warmed for you next time, Mike. And finally, over to the cube. It's not that one, Chris.
It's not the gap.
No. Although I do enjoy the gap. Okay. We're going to the cube, and this contestant is struggling with the decision that we've all had to make at one time or another. Ready? Here we go.
What do you reckon, guys? Stand in the middle here and just take it in the face.
I think take it in the face, Dave.
Whoa! Oh. Such force.
That could have been embarrassing.
Such force there that Mike almost went off his chair. You know how it is.
Just take it in the face.
I think take it in the face, Dave.
Go on, Dave. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Mike from Low in Atlantis.
Okay, yeah.
Not as bad as you thought, better than you thought.
Wetter than I thought.
Wetter,
not wetter,
yeah.
Than I
they
thought.
All say that. That's what they all say. Thanks, Mike.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching. Innuendo Bingo returns next week at 1:45 on Tuesday as Mike actually rings his T-shirt out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Thank you, Mike, from Low Atlantis. He is suitably soaked. I am super keen for an Ella Henderson Innuendo Bingo rematch. Are you?
Well, yeah, but there was a lot of water involved last time.
She's got massive mouth. She can fit her whole fist in her massive mouth. But here's my question. Do you think we have now passed that point with Ella Henderson?
What do you mean?
Too famous.
Surely not. Not yet.
Might be. River in your mouth is pouring out.
Scott Mills Daily.
Right, what's happening today? Robert Pattinson and FKA Twigs might be engaged. It's looking likely.
I mean, what's that based on?
On the fact that they look quite loved up, and I think they're...
No, they might be engaged.
I think there's rings.
Oh, is there?
I think there's rings
involved.
So, Pattinson's off the market, as is Twigs. Ollie Murs has been to the unveiling of his waxwork in Blackpool. I don't know whether you've seen it. It does look a bit like him. But just judging by the tone of his tweet, I'm not sure from his tweets that he entirely likes it.
Do you reckon?
I don't know whether he's... I feel that he's a bit disappointed in the waxwork.
It's a funny one, that, because if you really, really liked your waxwork, you would say a lot about it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just think it's freaking him out.
Right.
Also, James Corden's show's doing really well in the US. There's some really good ideas on that show.
Mm.
There's a brilliant video, which I was sharing with the team earlier, of a newsreader that you've probably never heard of called Katie Couric. She's a big deal in America. This clip is floating around online. And she pranks him, basically. He doesn't know anything about it. So he's like, please welcome our next guest, Katie Couric. She comes out and literally stacks it and falls and falls and falls and rolls and rolls and rolls down these stairs. Corden rushes over and is like, oh my God, are you okay? Can you get some help? Genuinely worried. And then she's like, hello, I'm at the top of the stairs. And it's just a stunt. It's so good.
So good. But he's never going to believe anything from no one. Like, changes the rules.
If his team are tricking him like that. Mm. But there's some great videos. The Tom Hanks one is good. And you were talking about the David Beckham interview.
Oh, the David Beckham one is so good. And he talks all about his son. And it was a really good video just because it was a good interview with David Beckham. It kind of showed him to be like a proper normal dad. And he does just really normal stuff with his son. Like, his son's first date, he went along with him and had to sit on a table just behind to make sure everything was okay. It's just weird hearing Beckham talk like that.
And made him get a job as well.
And made him get a job, yeah.
Get a job. It's a good show. They need to start showing that over here. I know you can get it bits of it online, but it would be good if, like, a channel picked it up.
Yeah.
And what's happening with Lewis Hamilton, please?
Well, I'm not sure if this song is out there, but apparently Lewis Hamilton has used his heartbreak from his split with Nicole Scherzinger to write a love song.
Oh, no.
Which, if true, is incredible. So Hamilton's got
a
song.
Incredible, why?
Because it's Lewis Hamilton making a song. I think I already describes it as urban pop.
Oh, no.
It's called J'adore.
Ah! No! Don't ever release it.
I really want to hear it.
Yeah, apparently, so do I, but all for the wrong reasons.
He built a studio in his garden, from what I understand. Or in his house, actually. Because he planned for someone else to use it, of course.
Oh,
they
that's
could
awkward
spend time together. But now he's using it. Hence, J'adore.
Please don't use it, Lewis. Have it knocked down.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Alec. Says, I just love you bide a survey election caller. She didn't say it back. I know. Still try it, though, on every call. I mean, I do it, and it's half and half. Sometimes they say, love you bye, back, because they're kind of tricked into it by you saying it. Sometimes you just get a, yeah, all right, thanks.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, last week's tweet that everyone thought they were first to tweet out was the, if you need another member in One Direction, lads, here I am.
Was that a week ago now?
It was last week.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And then there was the whole, oh, we all know what Zayn Malik's going to do. Present Top Gear.
Yeah.
That was like, yeah, you weren't the first person to say that. The new one, well, no, it's been on for a few days. But the new one where people think, oh, yeah, I got there first and you didn't. What's Kanye's next song? Little, Little. That's the one that is coming in most today from everybody. That was Rhetory 2 and 6 words.
No, it is true. The amount of text. Why is Kanye West rapping about a
supermarket? Yeah, that happens a lot. We did play All Day by Kanye West just before 2:30.
BBC Radio 1.
One. Right, so you're probably aware of this because it's everywhere, but the election campaign is on. And Newsbeat are doing its first election debate on Tuesday night. I don't know whether you've listened to them or watched them before, but Newsbeat are so good at these because you find out loads that you probably didn't know about all the different politicians and the different parties. I watched the one around the Scottish referendum. There was loads of stuff in there in a very short space of time that I learned about it all. You do learn a lot. And also, Chris Smith and Tina Dehealy are doing this one on Tuesday night, and it's a chance for them to do proper news. Not that they're not very respected journalists here at the BBC, but I think they're definitely our best newsreaders, and they will just go in.
Also, they're just wicked because they manage to word things in a way which I couldn't do, or a lot of other young people probably couldn't do. I don't know why, it's just like they've got a good way with words. They'll smash it.
So, Newsbeat are hearing from you about this on Tuesday night. It's the first election debate on Radio 1. Tina Dehealy and Chris Smith, the A-team, will be live in Leeds with about 100 Radio 1 listeners. It's going to be live on Radio 1 and One Extra, and just talking about things like how you're feeling about politicians. Do you reckon you can trust them? Do you think that they really do represent young people? All of that and loads more. It's going to be on Radio 1 and One Extra on Tuesday night at 5:45. And you can join in on Tuesday by using the hashtag Newsbeat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon to Tony in East London, who says, best newsreaders. Who has favourite newsreaders? Me, actually. Does no one else have favourite newsreaders?
I think saying this as well, when you can see an office full of newsreaders as well looking on as you announce that that two are the A team, is not the strongest position we could be putting ourselves in.
Well, you know, you've got to work to get there. Do you know what I mean? Stefan Powell.
Yeah,
I'm looking at you.
I see what you mean. So, and someone has actually texted in. Well, excuse me, what about the Welsh legend that is Stefan Powell?
He is a legend.
But he's new.
He's newer, you see. He's newer. But one day, one day, he will be Tina Dehealy.
Oh, don't say that.
No, that's not. That's a great thing.
Okay, so what's higher than Tina Dehealy and Chris
Smith? No. Hang on a second. I'm not just talking about Radio 1 and 1 Extra newsreaders. I've got like a list of my favourite ones.
Go on then.
Julie Etchingham is brilliant. Alistair Stewart, one of my all-time favourites. Is this weird that I've got a list?
Do you record the news?
I have done. Hugh Edwards, I love.
Riz Latif, she's good as well.
Yes, very good. Same as I have favourite weather people as well.
Go on,
Shafanaka.
Oh, of course,
Verasami.
Shafanakas, your Verasami.
I love Verasami. Oh, shout out to Mary Nightingale as well. She's amazing.
This is the weirdest set of shout outs that you could be doing.
I don't think it's that weird that I have a list of best newsreaders. I always have, always will.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
If you put Chris Smith and Tina Dehealy together, if they have a joint name, what are we going to go for here? Do you know what I mean? It's Smahili.
Smahili is good. Maybe use that hashtag during the debate on Tuesday night. It's catchy. Radio 1's track of the day today is by Nicki Minaj. It's the latest single from The Pink Print. That was out last year from her third album. Currently on tour in Europe. She was in London on Saturday, Belfast last night. Tomorrow, Birmingham and Manchester on Saturday. Good to have Minaj back in the UK. She should come and see us, I think.
Oh, yes.
Just don't eat sausage and chips in front of her.
That's what I was going to say. I sort of embarrassed myself in front of her last time.
Tell everyone what happened last time we met Nicki Minaj.
Truth be told, we were left waiting for Minaj.
For 5 hours.
For quite a while. But
that's by the by.
So I ordered some food and someone came round to me. Well, someone told me to remove the chips and beans or remove myself.
At once. I mean, this is not an option. It was remove it or remove yourself.
Yeah.
Just doesn't like the whiff of chips and beans around her. And fact, her dressing room is always 31 degrees.
Is it?
No more, no less.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, everyone's texting in with their favourite newsreaders now and tweeting. Shout out to Nina Nunna. She is good. Use the hashtag Christina. For Chris and Tina, Chris Smith and Tina Dehealy.
Or do a whole new name, Christina Smahili. Says Luke and Berry.
Which is good, I think. Look, I've got quite a long list of good newsreaders. I mean, I won't bore you with them now, but some people are like, this is favouritism. No, it's not. Shout out to people on Sky News. People like Lorna Dunkley, Martin Stanford.
What is wrong with
some of my favourites?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jack is loving this, doing a little Festa skank in his car, driving to Middlesbrough from Surrey with brutal traffic on the M1. That is Lethal Bizzle and Festa skank. Now, you know that I love it when you get in touch with the show, so if you want to email anything to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any stories, anything that's happened to you, anything that you want to comment about from the show, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I am just an email away. Somebody's done just that. Should we do the University Challenge intro?
Yes, we need to remember to do this.
Okay. Here we go. Norfolk Durrant. Hi, Callan.
Hi, Scott. I've got something to share with you, if that's okay.
Oh, good. Oh, Is this like a show and tell?
Yeah. You know the song you just played, the Festa Skank, Lethal Bizzle?
Yes.
I was in the music video. I was the rubbish magician.
Oh.
Who couldn't do guard tricks and did weird things with his head.
Okay.
I've seen this video.
I haven't.
Right. So the video is like, it's like the X Factor, isn't it? Or Britain's Got Talent. And Lethal Bizzle's a judge.
Yeah, like the Dench Factor, yeah. They're trying to do different contestants and trying different skills, very much like Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, and you're the magician?
I'm the magician who can't do tricks, yeah.
Why are you contacting me? I actually saw your tweet about this earlier. Are you slightly embarrassed?
I am a bit, yeah. I mean, I don't want to be remembered for that guy who moved his forehead up and down a bit in a Lethal Bizzle video. I kind of want to do a lot more with that, and I don't want that to be the like legacy I leave with the donut name. My dad's not going to be too impressed.
I see. Right, you sound to me like you might be a proper actor.
Yeah, I am. I am an actor. Yeah, I was with the National Youth Theatre, and I'm currently living in Brentford.
Right, yeah. And so I see where this is going.
Yeah. So I mean, what you're doing at the moment, not exactly Shakespeare, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, also, I'm currently understudying, or shadowing, I should say, the role of Octavius Brine in DreamWorks Penguins of Madagascar Live.
What?
It sounds like quite a big part. What's he like?
It's an octopus.
Right. So do you play the octopus every night in this show?
I only do it when the lead drops out, or if the swing drops out, which is the like the second in command. I'm like the bronze medal. I'm like the third.
So often you'll just be in the octopus outfit, but you'll never go on stage.
I don't usually get dressed in the octopus outfit. I usually help like backstage or doing some front of house stuff. But I'm there on call if they do need me.
Right. Okay. So if someone goes ill, then you'll happily put the octopus outfit on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Smile on my face.
That's your job.
Musical numbers. Yeah.
When you said to your dad that you were going to be an actor, do you think this is what he had in mind?
I don't think he had anything in mind with an actor, really. I didn't think he knew what it was proper. Obviously, he knows what actors are, but I didn't think before, when are you going to be Hamlet? When are you going to be in EastEnders? When are you going to be in Hollyoaks? And obviously, when you're a young actor like myself, you've got to start off in Lethal Bizzle music videos, in understudying octopuses. You know, that's the way it goes these days.
You've got to get the work where you can.
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, I spent almost 5 months off and on in a lobster outfit at the end of last year, at the beginning of this year. You've just got to go where the work is.
You do, definitely.
Okay, do you feel like you've offloaded to me now? Is it good?
Do you know what? Yeah, I feel like I've got a lot off my chest. Thank you very much, Scott and Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes to that. Carly Rae Jepsen. Yes, son, to Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yes, son, to that.
I really like you on BBC Radio 1. Did a Skype date with her last week. It went
very
well.
I watched it. It was really good.
Yeah, just doing normal things.
Was it fish sticks she had?
Yeah, we just cook fish sticks together, me in my house, her and hers, and we got on very well, actually. I hope for a second one. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube. That is Carly Rae Jepsen, I Really Like You. Greg James is there, hello.
I really like that song.
I love it.
It's great. Summery. It's great, isn't it?
So good. So loads of people have broken up for Easter. There's loads of people travelling to get to places for Easter. So you'll have all that on your show today. Loads of people's driving around.
All that.
All that.
Driving home for Easter.
That's it. Play that.
They should make more of a thing of it, shouldn't they? It is an exciting time.
We should make an Easter song.
Driving home for Easter.
Yeah, because we always play Christmas songs.
Top to tail, was it?
Top to toe and tailback. That's definitely one.
And soon there'll be a... yes.
Have you ever been top to toe and tailbacks?
Always.
Sounds horrible. And what about this this lot today on Real or No Real?
The BBC's Television Centre building was shut down in 2013 with a DJ set from Scott Mills. His last track was the BBC News countdown music, after which the lights were switched off.
Brilliant. I hope both of these things are true.
So, BBC Television Centre, iconic building in London, but they knocked it down. But was Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills the last person to appear at Television Centre in one of the studios doing a DJ set?
You do know that's you, don't you?
Yes, but I was just trying to to disguise whether it might be real or no real.
But you've been doing this game so long that you've forgotten who you are. you've removed yourself from yourself.
Should we do the game?
Apparently that happens eventually. Has it happened?
It's happened.
Have we just witnessed it?
Yeah.
Live on Radio 1. Oh, no.
You're flying above yourself, looking down at yourself.
No.
Okay, here's the thing. We both know that Mills DJ'd that party, right? But I think the real question here is, would he have done the obvious... played that. Probably, I imagine, there'd also be the EastEnders theme.
Blue Peter.
Yes,
Live
Blue
and kicking.
Peter, of course. Oh.
Grandstand. Match of the day.
Here it goes.
Did I play this as my last track?
It's so... You know, we've been talking about that this week.
A lot. You love it, don't you?
I love it.
It is a banging tune, isn't it?
Huge.
That's right.
I'm going to play this on tomorrow night in Hereford.
Yeah. Also, if you want a version that's a bit more jazzy, I checked out BBC World when I was in Madrid at the weekend. The BBC World version is more jazzy with more trumpets.
I'd love to put a vocal on that.
News!
Sort of trancey, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but...
What we play? So you played that at the end?
I don't know, did I?
A lot of songs like that, they start off with the original instrumental by, you know, a big house DJ, and then someone will go whack a vocal on it, and suddenly it's a whole... It's storming the charts. Can you make that your challenge, Greg?
I'd love to.
Get someone to get a vocal on
get
that.
A featuring, get him an EK to do it.
It'd be so good.
Yeah. I think it's amazing, that song. I really want this to be true, so I'm going to will it to be
song.
True.
Yeah,
it's a song. It's a tune.
It's a banging tune, Mills.
Better than half the stuff we play on the playlist.
Yeah. Get that bloke who's always on the Swedish House Mafia tracks on. Get John Martin. John Martin needs to be on. Real or no real? Did I play that as the last track at the BBC TV Centre party?
Can you imagine? A few drinks.
I just imagine everyone would be crying because they're all leaving the place where they've just sort of started to have their first job.
But Come on, TV Centre!
You know me, I'd probably had a couple of drinks that seemed like a great idea at the time.
I bet it went down well, though.
Real or no real?
Real. It's got to be.
No, it's got to be real.
That one is real.
Yes. That's right. I played the final DJ set at the shutdown party on the last day before they started knocking down Television Centre. I also was getting requests shouted at me. Like, play Watchdog! It went very well. And next,
Zach Galifianakis has started experimenting with live video streaming service Meerkat, and last night had 3,000 people watching him do the dishes.
Now, there's a theory, isn't there? And I think he's one of those. He's off of The Hangover and also on the internet between two ferns. He, I think, is one of those funny people, and there's only a few of them, where they could make anything funny, even something as dull as doing the dishes. What do you think?
Yeah, completely agree. Between two ferns, if we were to do a version here with, say, Fern Cotton and another fern...
Fern Britton.
Can you imagine?
Fern from
would
Essex.
Would we be keen on this idea?
Fern McCann.
Yeah. Because, we should definitely do Between Two Ferns.
But did he do the dishes last night, Zach Galifianakis, on his live video streaming service, Meerkat?
Definitely.
3,000 people. I thought it would be more watching him just wash dishes.
Yeah, but for something so mundane, that's still good figures. I think this is real.
Definitely real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no. We tricked you there, didn't we?
Why would you make that up?
I don't know.
Oh, we want to make up.
And next.
Tom Hanks is a massive fan of Mastermind and once tried to buy the American rights to the show so that he could present it himself in the US.
Amazing. That's what you do when you're really rich.
I'm going to buy it.
I want to buy it because I want to be hosting it.
That's what a lot of showbiz people do, isn't it? They go on holiday, they see a format, they try and bring it back to...
It's amazing, like when Noel Edmonds tried to buy the BBC.
I know.
But I want to buy it.
I'm going to buy it outright.
And then I'm going to put myself on the news. I'm going to be back on Saturday Night
I'm
Telly.
Be the weather girl.
I'm going to be everything.
The weather girl.
So, Tom Hanks loves a bit of Mastermind with John Humphreys. And he saw it when he was over here. He was like, man, that's a great show. So
it's a great format.
Such a great format. So he decided to try and buy the American rights off of the BBC. Real or no real?
It would be amazing if true, wouldn't it? Is this suggesting that he would host it as well? Or is it just like an exec kind of role? Probably that.
Probably
just own the...
Yeah,
he said he wants to host.
Yeah, he wanted to present it himself.
Wow.
So yeah, real, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to go for real as well.
That one is real.
Never let it be said that we don't thoroughly research these facts. We got that one from Danny Wallace, who said it on BBC One's Spring Kitchen, which our producer was watching earlier in the week. He blooming loves Spring Kitchen. And, yeah.
What's Spring Kitchen?
Is it Tom Kerridge? Tom Kerridge.
Oh, Tom Kerridge.
How have I not seen this?
I know.
What happens
sounds
in
right
it?
On my street.
Does anyone know what happens in it? It's just cooking shows.
Cooking shows.
Is it live?
Similar to Saturday Kitchen, I assume.
Okay.
Saturday Kitchen on every day, call it Spring Kitchen.
It's on every day.
Oh, I see what they've done.
Wow. Is it like Lambing Live?
Oh, probably.
I don't think that's a feature of that show. That's a different show.
So I'm imagining it went, hello, I'm Tom Hanks. Can I buy it off you, the BBC? The BBC were like, no. Who do you think you are?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah. We're the BBC.
Who do you think you are? Noel Edmonds.
And next.
Bea Traits has customised her own treadmill at her house by fitting DJ decks over it so she can run and mix at the same time.
Why?
What's the
no.
point?
No.
It does get boring on the treadmill, though.
Well, was it last week we were talking about your mate who DJs with his back to the audience?
Yes.
So everyone needs a gimmick.
Yes.
So does she turn up to a gig on a treadmill and run whilst DJing?
Well, I think this is very cunning of her, because I think this is to help the environment. So what she does is she does the treadmill and that powers the decks and lights display.
Like a hamster wheel.
Yeah. So the faster she runs...
Keep running or the power runs out.
The power goes. And what a brilliant idea that is.
I know. I mean, you get fit.
Yeah.
Instantly, wouldn't you? Because you don't want it like cutting out halfway through your mix.
Well, and the faster you go, the faster the music goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. More BPMs.
More BPMs. Run faster.
You've previously said that there's someone who DJs and they read a book at the same time. Or have a glass of book at the same time.
It was actually no, we probably shouldn't
probably
say
shouldn't
it.
Name names.
But yeah, there was someone who just used to DJ and sit there reading a book.
So this is great. At least this looks more active to the crowd.
At least look like you're doing something, even if you are just pressing play. So Bea Traits has customised her own treadmill at her house and has put DJ decks over it so she can run and mix at the same time. Can this be real?
No.
Or is she doing it to learn the Running Man? Do you know what I mean? Like as a sort of signature dance move. I don't know, any number of reasons. I'm going to go real.
Well, she's an obsessive, I suppose, over her music and stuff. I'm going to go no real, though, to make a game of it.
That one is real.
What? Yes.
Our source for this one is Danny Howard.
Wow.
Don't tell us anything, ever. Because we will use it on Real or No Real. Danny swears it's definitely 100% real, and we will find out more when he's in to play this game tomorrow. He says that she has a treadmill with decks on.
Incredible.
And Bea Traits is back on Radio 1, early hours of Saturday morning, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 30, Greg got 20.
Oh, yes. Greg.
I win.
You win.
I wonder if anyone is keeping an ultimate score of everyone. There must be somebody somewhere.
Oh, there will be.
Who's keeping an ultimate score of every day of this game.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many points Chris has got.
Yeah, and I would like to know who is generally winning out of the whole lot.
Who is winning?
Yeah. What's on today?
Today we have film reviews with Rihanna, and we also have Ricky Wilson from The Voice and his two finalists at 5:10.
Final this weekend, isn't it?
Final, yes.
Those are Thursday's best bits. Last one of the week, tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Radio 1.